930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Freak Off 930 WFMD. Chris Michaels here from the Morning News Express with At Your Service. And I'm at your service. Oh, I'm actually not at your service, but I have somebody who will be at your service. Dale with Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning. Dale, how's it going, my friend?
Chris, it's great. It's great to be here. I'm glad that we're here today.
Well, Jason apparently is absent today, and it's going to be kind of tough without our partner Jason, but we'll get through it, right?
Yeah, Jason's not a little under the weather, and he's got some things going on at work, but no worries. I've got this covered.
So let's start off. How was last weekend? What did you guys do?
So last weekend I went skiing. So I was away for a week skiing. I got back, and then we went to a training program last week. Jason and I both did. So we were last week in Minnesota,
St. Paul.
Okay, now, this is what I love about your company, okay? Keyword training. It seems like you're consistently being trained on your craft.
So we are, and you're talking about the owner and one of the managers. We're top, and we're going to get training. So ours was mainly about leadership and management, but from the top down, we have training for everybody in our company to stay on top of our game. We want to make sure that we are, you know, the best trained company that you're going to, you know, what you're going to get when you call us. You're going to have the right person come out, do the right job, and do it efficiently, which will save you money in the long run, and also done correctly, which will save you money in the long run. So it's just a way we do business and how we think about things. And, you know, our management class, we're not there to talk about how to manage people to get more out of them. We're there to figure out how to be more efficient and keep our guys from working less and reward them more for their great efforts. And it's a really cool class we went to, actually.
And that's one thing I always say, again, I love about your company is the fact that you treat your employees with respect and dignity, and that makes happy employees. And again, that shows to the employees when they see their customers that it's a constant smile on their face, like with me with over here with Connoisseur Media. They treat us good, and you can tell that on air. I'm actually happy working here. So that's kudos to you. So was it all hard work and labor, or did you have a little fun, you and Jason? Because I know Jason. Jason's a fun guy. He's not all about always hard work.
No, we had some fun, but it wasn't a lot of fun. We were up 7 o'clock in the conference rooms till 6 o'clock at night, and then we're in the conference room, so we got our business is still running. So then Jason and I are sitting down in another conference room after that, working for a little bit. So then we get an hour or two to have dinner, chill out a little bit, but it's really not that much fun to go. As far as it's fun doing the classes and stuff, but we don't get a lot of outside time when we do that. Unless we stay a couple extra days, which we didn't do this time. We'd have done that in the past.
Well, again, it's benefiting the company and making the company even better. Now, as far as your employees, and I always wanted to ask you this question when we were doing these, and I always forget, and I'm glad I wrote this down and remembered to ask you this time. Is there a constant training you have to do for the employees? I mean, new things come out, science change, technology changes. There might be a more efficient way to do things. So is there like constant training for your employees?
Yeah, it's a really great question, Chris. So one thing, and last week we did that. So Wednesday of this week, when Jason and I were away, the entire company, they didn't work. They did no service calls, no installations were done. Everybody was in the conference room. We had a full day training from Lennox International, a company that we deal with their equipment. And they came in and they did a training all day on the newer technology and all kind of things related to installation and service. And we do that periodically. And so it's a hit for the company. We don't make money that day. And we have to make money to survive and to do this. So, but it is an investment into our guys and our company to get better. And so that when a customer calls, they're getting, again, the best qualified person out there because we're staying on top of it. We do it the right way by doing these trainings. One of the cool things I took away from this class that we went to this weekend as a management class is that, you know, when it gets busy out and it gets hot or cold, well, this, you know, usually when it's really hot out, we're really busy. And we ask more of our guys. We ask them to work, you know, can you work another call? Can you do this? These people don't have air conditioning. They're really upset. They want us to keep coming. So they work longer hours. And, you know, one thing is that they told us we got to help them out. We got to help them out their home because when they're working really stressed out and they're working really hard and they come home and they don't have much time with their family, and then they get home on a weekend, and they got to do stuff, chores around the house. So one of the suggestions of what one company does is that they pay for a lawn service to come, and in the summertime, you know, cut the people's grass that you work for you. So when they get home, they
wow. Wow.
So then they get home, and they can spend time with their family because they're working longer with you And it's an investment into your, it's a, thinking outside the box and doing things. That's the class I'm with to, stuff like that. So it's a way to help our employees without just giving them more money, because that sometimes isn't really the answer. Because, you know, if spending time with your family and kids is way more valuable than any money you can have. It's a time, and we're taking that time away from. So how do we give them time back? And that was part of one of the exercises. How do we do that? And that's what one company did, was they hired a lawn service for the summertime to cut grass for all their employees. So that when they get off work, they don't have to worry about one little thing. And it's a little thing, but it could be an hour. It could be 3 hours. Depends on how big your yard is. It's time you don't want to have to spend when you're stressed about work. And then you got your wife and your kids got ball games and you want to go do that stuff. So you get to spend time with your family. So that's what we're learning and training. And as a management team, that's how we want to treat our employees.
You know, I got to tell you that I've never heard that before. That's a really good idea, man. I mean, that is, these classes are really, it sounds like they're benefiting as management. How often do you normally do these classes? Is it once a year?
It's like a once a year type thing. You know, I'll go again as a manager with McCuffer Consultants, and I'll kind of help, you know, kind of be part of it. But I'll probably go to two or three of these a year, but there'll be different meetings, different. We belong to a company called Next Star Management, and they help us coach and mold our business to a certain degree. So that's, you know, they're the company that does this for us. It's really cool.
That's an awesome idea. And, you know, the training you have for your employees is so important, because, like I said, training is, things change. Yep. No matter what industry you're in, and I can say this being in radio, if you don't keep up with the times, you're going to get lost.
You are. And there's two types of trainings we offer. We do a lot of technical and mechanical training. That's a big part, because we're dealing with machines and mechanical. We have to do a lot of mechanical stuff. The other part is customer service. So we train for customer service, how to treat employees, how to treat customers. And that isn't every person in our company has to go through that training program. So it's knowing how to do say the right things and do the right things. And again, be efficient, because, you know, we're in people's homes. We don't want to be there all day. We want to be there at a quick burst to help them out, get their problems solved and move on so they can move on with their lives.
Well, so. Essentially, too, what you're doing is when you're training your employees like you do, not only are you giving them the knowledge to obviously perform their job, but if you think about it, you're actually making them teachers. What do I mean by that? Well, because you're teaching them, you know, the integral ways and the little integral parts of what they're doing, but they can also then pass it down to the customer.
Yep, we call them educators, because that's what our, you know, we are educators at the same time as we are comfort consultants and service installers, you know, even the installers go there. They're educators, are educating the customer on what they're doing, you know, sometimes step by step, but the customer is, you know, right behind them. But before they start the process and they're there all day installing a new system, they're going to sit down with the customer and actually go over what they're doing step by step so the customer's aware. And it may just be as, you know, you wear your dogs. We don't want to interfere with your dogs. So, or you're, you know, you got a young child, what time they take a nap? We'll try to do this part here and get this part done so that from 1 to 3, when you're taking a nap, we're outside or downstairs. And so we work with the customer on their schedule while we're there. And it's thoughtful because we're not just showing up and ripping out equipment or doing our own thing. And the customers are, I'm not sure where you're going next or what you're doing. We sit down and talk through that process before we get there. So everybody's on the same page and there's no issues.
Well, and actually, you know, this is almost like CNN or Fox News, because you're going to give me some breaking news here shortly about what you guys are doing. But before we get into that, one thing I wanted to say, too, and look, I know I've said this before, and it's almost like beating a dead horse. But to me, with any business, it's so important that you have a low turnover rate with your employees, because we're talking about your employees right now. And again, with one of the things I love about your company is the low turnover rate. And the reason why I always say that's so important is because you can't put a price on experience. Well, what do I mean by that? If you have, you know, somebody who's been working with your company for 10 years, 15 years, that's experience. You don't want them to leave because you can't put a price on experience.
Yes, you're right. So retention is a big part of it. That's a big part of our meeting this week was retention and what we do to keep employees, thinking outside the box on how to do that. And that was a big part of that whole you know, lawn care thing. So that's a big part of what we think about every day and how to retain our people. But a lot of that's just our culture and how we treat each other. And that really, people are happy to work there. So it makes a big difference. Now, that being said, we're always looking for more people, mm-hmm. new people. So don't ever hesitate. Go to our website at jnjcomfort.com. And if you want to apply and be part of our family, please do. And a lot of times, you know, we'll have some openings, but sometimes we don't. Don't hesitate to still send an application in, because we have a bench. And what we do with that bench is, when we need somebody, we'll look up old resumes. And if you're there 3-4 months ago, we may call you. And not that you're sitting around waiting for a job, but if you have a job and you may want to move up to a different position, it may be the right title for you. So don't ever hesitate and give us your resume and just come on by and visit us. We're very transparent, and we'll let you know up front if we're looking for a job or not. But we still take your resume and we still take your application, because we want to have those on file so that when we do need somebody or we're growing, we have some to look for, look through and call back to and get people started right away.
You know, and I want to ask this question, because there are so many people out there, especially younger generation, 20s, who are just getting out of high school, and maybe they can't afford to go to, you know, a 4-year university. I sure know my kids aren't going to Harvard. I can't afford it. So, you know, to get in the industry, it's a good industry to get into, because, you know, you're getting a good salary and job security. You're always going to need air conditioning and heating technicians. So do you guys, tend to bring in younger people who don't have the experience?
Yeah, we do. So we definitely, you know, again, go to our website, jnjcomfort.com, check us out. But young people coming out, I mean, we'll take you. We've got, we call them helpers or people that are in training, but you're learning the trade through doing it as well. And this is something you'll never lose. Once you figure out how to do this and you get trained properly, there's not as many HVAC service techs as there used to be. So you're going to be in high demand, and then your salaries are going to keep going up over time. So it's something that's a good, you know, place to start, especially if you want to get into the trades. You know, HVAC is really the way to go.
And the thing is, and again, I know I'm going back to employee retention, but that's the most important part, is because you're getting trained by these techs who've been there for so long, who have the experience, and obviously who've done a great job, because look how good your company is succeeding. I mean, not only are you Martinsburg, you're out here in Frederick.
Yeah, we're doing really well in Frederick now.
Which is great. Yeah. So you're getting trained by these veterans. And again, going back, that's why retention is so important with employees.
It is. And the other thing with that is, I mean, that's a lot of times who we hire are young people, and we bring them in and we train them the right way, so they kind of move up. And that's what we look for. When we look for people to, we need a new job, we look for people that are working for us first. That's the first place we try to move people up. And if we can't find them, then that's when we go outside of our company. But it is a great place to start. You know, we have an apprentice program, so please come on by, check us out.
Now, in radio, we are governed by the FCC. So there's a four-letter F word we're not allowed to say on radio, which we will never say. There's a four-letter F word I'm going to say right now that we all love, and it is F-R-E-E, free.
Free it is. So what we offer right now, we have a special program. It's what Chris is referring to.
But yeah,
Free Furnace February. So
say that 5 times fast.
Furnace February. So what does that mean? That means that you get a free, if you get a new system, you need a heating and air conditioning system, a whole system. It's got to be the whole system. You get the furnace or the air handler for free. Now, not the installation, but the cost of the equipment. That could be anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 off a new system. And that's in addition to some manufacturer's rebates. So if you get a Daikin system, you get the air handler for free, which is close to $2,000. Then you get a $1,300 instant rebate from Daikin. And that system will qualify for a federal tax credit most of the time. So that federal tax credit is $2,000. You don't get that $2,000 right now, but that $2,000 from the federal tax credit is something, when you do your taxes next year for 2024, you'll be able to write off.
Now, obviously, make sure they're going to have to save their receipts and all that stuff, obviously, because you know what? The IRS knocking at your door.
All you need to do is keep your agreement that's signed.
Okay.
Write all the information on there. That's all you need to turn in that in. But if you need help with that, you just call. So you have many people calling us this year for last year and say, hey, and we can print out a certificate for them if they need it.
Wait a minute. So you guys are also doing taxes now? No, I'm just kidding.
We don't do the taxes, but we can give you the paperwork.
Right. You guys do that. Now, and you got to make sure you qualify for this federal tax credit. That's all. Okay. That's all on the customer. There's some stipulations. One of them is you have to be in the house, a primary resident of the home for 6 months. So it can't be a vacation home where you're not there all the time. You've got to pay taxes.
Most people do.
Unfortunately, yes.
You got to pay taxes. But yeah, you'll get that $2,000 back off your taxes. It's a pretty good thing.
So what if somebody can say free furnace February five times fast? Do they get something special for that? Do they get something special? Maybe they can get an autograph from Dale. He's a radio star now.
So there is some breaking news. You want to talk about that?
Yes, but I was supposed to announce the breaking news. We have breaking news right here on At Your Service. Dale, let's give them the breaking news. They're waiting.
The breaking news is we just talked about the free furnace February. That is going to be extended into March. So I guess you call it free furnace March. So we're going to do the same thing in March as we did in February, but we're going to add a little twist to it. We're going to make it a little bit sweeter. So instead of the free furnace, you can get the free furnace if you want, or you can get a free water heater, electric water heater, 50 gallon.
Wow.
Anything above that, it'd be additional cost to it. But you can pick and choose either the free furnace or, man, my water heater's 20 years old. You guys are already here. Can you replace the water heater? It's got to be done at the same time as the insulation because our guys are there. So that's where we save on the insulation costs. And then we'll pay for the water heater to be put in. So basically, it's a free water heater put in the same time we do the insulation. Again, as long as you do the insulation at the same time. And it's a whole system. You got to get a whole system from us.
So, you know, that brings me to a question. How long normally, and I know it varies with companies and stuff like that, but ballpark, how long normally do these water heaters last? What's the normal time frame?
Anywhere from 10 to 15 years,
generally. Okay.
They're going to start, you know, having problems. And if you see one that's a little rusty and you, what you don't want to do is wake up in the middle of the night and have a flood and you're like, I need someone out here now.
Oh, man.
Because you're paying a whole lot more money. So do it on your time. If it's over 12, 15 years old, man, start thinking about it. So they go a little faster than furnaces. Furnace lasts a little bit longer. A gas furnace will last you about 20 years. Air conditioning is about 10 to 11 years. Heat pump about 12 years. And it can vary. It could, depends how well they're maintained. There's a lot of variance to it, but those are general averages. If you were to do a Google search, that's what you're going to find.
Okay. Is there any type of, and again, my apologies for this question, if it's a ridiculous question, but is there any type of maintenance that you would have to do on the water heater?
Yeah, okay. To do on them, there's, you know, definitely they should be flushed periodically and cleaned. There's rods and it depends on the quality of the water as well, but there's anchor rods that go down in there that should be replaced periodically. They'll go bad. So there's things to do to you know, plumbing inspections and things that we can do. It's not, we don't have that maintenance yet. Cause we replace water heaters and we're starting to get into doing more plumbing, but we will have that offered down the road.
Well, I think that's good information anyway. You just gave the listeners too. Because the last thing you need, and I didn't even think about that, is obviously if water heater goes bad, what do you have? You have a flood, you just said, and then you have a whole mess of other problems. Mold. I mean, it's just...
It goes. So we had a customer last 2 weeks ago called us, and they're like, hey, my heating is not working. So we go out there, we go in the basement, and it's a basement cellar type thing. So they're not down there, you know, doing laundry or anything. It's really where their mechanical room is. And so our guys go down there, and it's an older gentleman, so he's not down there too often. The furnace isn't working because the water heater's spewing water all over the furnace.
Oh,
and it's like spitting, and then he's got almost like three, 4 inches of water all over the floor. So it was mainly the water heater causing a problem. He had to have the water heater replaced, but then the furnace needed a lot of work to get back up and running because it had water all over it. So we were able to really clean that furnace up. It was only a couple years old, and get it up and running again.
It was only a couple years old.
The furnace was only a couple years old. So that was it could really ruin a furnace, but we ended up doing a pretty good job in cleaning it up. So I think we got there just in the nick of time because, it could have been a lot worse if he waited 3 or 4 days. He could have had a flooded basement and it could ruin the water.
Well, Dale, it's like a domino effect, man. One thing leads to another, which is bad. I have a question. I've said this before. I think I said it last time we did this. I have a baseboard heating in my house, and which a lot of people do who have older houses might have baseboard heating. If a customer were to call you for a heat pump, how would that installation work, and what are the options as far as price? I know you don't want to off the top of your head, but...
So what we do with that is a couple consultants. We'll have one of our senior couple consultants, and I may even come out with them on that. That's more of a retrofit job. So we've got a form ductwork. We've got a start from scratch, basically. And when we're doing that, it's a lot easier when the house is being built because you can put the ductwork in the walls and such.
Right.
In this situation, you can't. So you've got to figure where you're going to put your air handler, in a basement, crawl space, or in an attic. And then you have to form your ductwork off of that. It's an expensive job because it takes 5 days generally to do that. You've got power wiring, you've got drain lines, you've got the equipment, you've got refrigerant lines, you've got all kind of ductwork and cutting into walls. And when we're done, sometimes you have some drywall work to do because we've got to put ductwork in the walls, or if it comes out of the ceiling, you don't have a lot to do. So it's an extensive thing. That's generally, I mean, quite a big expense, close to $20,000, mm-hmm. something like that. But we do those, probably at least two or three of those a month. We have a lot of homes around here that don't have ductwork in them, that have AC and then the baseboard like you have.
Now, with that being said, obviously the way times are, it's tougher just to get $20,000 out and you know, cash, here you go. And credit cards, to put on your credit card, Dale, as you know, it's so expensive. Interest rates, we're talking 24-25%. If you're lucky, some of them are even higher. It's crazy. So is there a way that you have some kind of payment plan that you guys can offer customers?
We do. So on all of our installations, just about. Not every single one of them has this, but the majority of our installations, we have 0% interest for 60 months on approved credit. So it makes it a little bit easier. You can spread that out for 5 years and have a monthly payments, equal monthly payments. So you divide up the cost of the job to buy, and that requires no money down.
Really?
So you don't put any money down. You just got to, you know, it ends up being like a car payment because you're about to for a car almost.
Right.
A small car, but it's something that can be done and feasible. And that's even with an installation. You can do that with lower amounts as well and spread it out and not have to come up with the money right away. And that's a lot because, you know, systems have gone up in price. Now, they can be $9,000, they can be $20,000, depending on how efficient you want the system to be when you replace it. But people just don't have that money sitting around a lot of times. So, and like you say, you don't want to put on a credit card because that's a lot of money to pay. So you have this financing option that we have. And just about all, we own all qualified equipment, but that's most of our equipment.
And if you just sit down there and do the math, okay, and you think about it, you know, how much money you save on again, 20-25% interest. And you said 0% interest. How long? I'm sorry.
60 months.
60 months.
5 years. Yeah.
5, that is, I don't recall ever hearing that long of interest-free payments. Usually it's like up to a year.
Yep. So we have this special offer, and it's, again, because things are so expensive, we have worked with our financing companies. We have quite a few we deal with, but particular one we have, we've got a special deal, and that's, you know, that's what we come up with. So it really works well.
Folks, I'm sorry, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but just think about that if you're out there listening, okay? That's how many years, zero interest?
5 years.
5 years. That's pretty amazing. Like I said, normally you only hear about a year or so,
yep.
2 years if you're lucky, but 5 years.
The day and age with the interest rates, they have, they've gone up, and
it's
hard to get this type.
Well, and right now it's, you know, people unfortunately are living off of their credit cards, which makes it harder. And I know we're not a financial show, but just to put it in perspective, Dale, how much that can save you 5 years of interest free is amazing.
So it is amazing. So if you were to put this on an interest rate, if you didn't have great credit, you're 9-10%. Well, you're almost, you know, tripling or doubling your amount of the insulation. So with that,
that's pretty good. Now, One of the things I want to get back to what you all did during the holidays, the great work you did and do for the community.
Yep.
Do you have anything else planning in the future coming up?
So most recently, what we did just this last month in January, St. Jude's, and it wasn't a great success for us. We came up with $750 for St. Jude's.
Well, let me stop you there before you go any further. That's a success.
Yes.
Okay, it's a success because every little bit helps.
Yes.
Okay. That's $750 they're going
to
get.
Our goal was to have more, but it really is just a percent of our $69 service fees. And we were fairly busy on January, so we didn't get as many as we had thought or hoped. But that had a lot to do with the weather. The weather's a lot to do with our work. So, but we did get $750 for St. Jude's last month, and that was that was our push last month for St. Jude's. We try to do something just about every month. You know, our biggest thing every year is Feel the Love program, and
I love that.
We're even working on that now.
I love
it. We're even preparing for that now. We already have nominations for next year. So, and again, if you have somebody that is in need of a new system that just can't afford it, and they just have no means to pay for it, and they're going through rough times, That's what this program is for. And you could go to our website at jnjcomfort.com and nominate them. And that nomination we'll figure out at the end of the summer. But the more nominations we have, that way the more people we can look at and help.
You know, nobody should have to go in freezing cold weather or very hot weather without being comfortable. When you're in your home, is your place. It's your place to relax. You want to be comfortable. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again just in case people haven't heard. Your air conditioning, your heating is like your car, okay? It's got to be maintained. Yes. If you don't maintain it, you're going to have problems, and you will offer a great service to maintain.
Call the Comfort Care, and it's a maintenance program. We come twice a year, and it's $17.75 per system. If you have more systems, it's actually less than $17.75. But for $17.75 a month, we come out, and we, you know, every 6 months, we'll check your system out. We don't just check it out. We clean it. We do the thoroughness and clean the system. We have guys that just do maintenance programs. They get 4 calls a day. That's their max. So they have the time and effort to spend on cleaning that system because you're paying for it.
Love it.
So we want to make sure they're there for a good hour and a half or so.
I love it.
They need to clean the system. And if they keep it clean, it'll last longer. You won't have as many issues. You'll be more efficient. It'll save money by having it cleaned just by being more efficient. And you'll end up paying for the system itself over a period of time.
Well, the last 20 seconds we have of the show, I want to say I love that. You know, a lot of companies will put so much on their employees. You've got to be in, you know, 3 or 4 different spots within an hour and a half, and they're rushing. See, you guys don't do that. That's what sets you apart from other companies.
And it may put us at a little bit different price point. We're not the most expensive, but we're not the cheapest because we do things the right way.
Well, it's quality. I'd rather pay, for me personally, I'd rather pay for quality and get a quality job done because, again, monthly. Look, I said it before, just you could drop a streaming service. If you drop a streaming service and you know, you're taking care of your air conditioning, which is what? In your house, which is what? An investment.
It's an investment.
So, you know, well, Dale, we did a pretty good job without Jason. Should we fire Jason?
Yeah.
We can't fire the boss.
But we did a great job.
And you're awesome. So thank you very much.
Jason, we hope you feel better, my friend. Jason, a little under the weather. Dale, thanks so much for stopping. It's always fun doing this, and I always learn every time we do this. I always learn something new about air conditionings. Hopefully, our listeners out there also learn. And again, your website
is jnjcomfort.com. That's jandjcomfort.com.
Well, Dale was at your service today. Free Talk, 930 WFMD. Thanks again, Dale, for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com. This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
Two indictments were returned on Friday by the Frederick County Grand Jury. The panel charged 37-year-old Michael Andrew King of Frederick with robbery, conspiracy to commit robbery, and theft between $100 and $1,500 for an incident which occurred on November 23rd of last year. The grand jury also charged 26-year-old Dakota Lee Harris of Baltimore with 2 counts of robbery, 8 counts of theft between $100 and $1,500, possession of cocaine, disorderly conduct, second-degree assault and other offenses for multiple incidents which occurred in November and December of last year. Both these cases will now move to the circuit court where trial dates will be scheduled. The truancy reduction bill is one of many that are at the top of Frederick County State Senator Karen Lewis Young's list.
She says a pilot program is already underway in Frederick County. It gives young people who are considered truant from school resources to help put them back on the right track. She added that she witnessed the program firsthand.
There was a whole group of individuals, teachers, counselors, administrators, who really gave this young woman so much encouragement and support. She walked in with fear on her face and walked out with a smile that looked like queen for the day.
Senator Young said the legislation will have a hearing in the Senate in early March. Loretta Gaines, Mid-Maryland's Radio News Center, 930 WFMD.
And for more details on these and other stories you hear on WFMD, you can go to our website, wfmd.com. I'm Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
Fox News, I'm Paul. Stevens, the polls are now open for today's big South Carolina GOP White House primary. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I'm voting for Trump, not against Haley. He's going to win our state. This thing is virtually over with. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to put the world back together quickly, vote for President Trump.
Senator Graham on Fox's Hannity. The White House pushing back on a recent Alabama court decision that says frozen embryos stored at fertility clinics are considered children.
With this decision out of Alabama, IVF is under attack. So we want to be really clear here. It is absolutely unacceptable to this administration when women are denied the care that they need. It is unacceptable.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. America's listening to Fox News.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. As we head into the day, mostly cloudy through the morning with a high near 44 and north winds 9 to 11 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 24 and northwest winds 5 to 8 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny with a high near 48 and south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dan Sutton.
Since 1936, we are your hometown station. Now and into the future.
The future has arrived.
930 WFMD.
This is America This Week, the weekly feature magazine from Westwood One. I'm John Trout, and coming up on this, the last weekend of February 2024.
What to do next with a ruling by Alabama's state Supreme Court on frozen embryos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sanctions are being unveiled against Russia after the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Putin is responsible for Navalny's death.
I'm Linda Kenyon.
President Joe Biden's brother speaks with House lawmakers as the fallout from an arrested FBI informant leaves GOP members scrambling. I'm John Stolness in Washington.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James is ready to seize former President Donald Trump's assets. I'm Sue Allen.
The White House is exploring options President Biden could deploy to enact a crackdown at the southern border. And Thomas Washington.
Horrifying details in the killing of an 11-year-old girl in Texas.
To ensure that the justice will honor.
I'm Clayton Neville.
Beyonce has gone all in to top the country music charts. I'm Kevin Kaugh.
All ahead on America This Week. You're listening to America This Week. I'm John Trout. President Biden is unveiling new sanctions in direct response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Correspondent Linda Kenyon reports this comes after the president met with Navalny's widow in California.
The sanctions will target Russia's war machine and economy. They come as Russia's war against Ukraine passes the two-year mark, and after the death of Alexei Navalny, whom President Biden praised as a man of unrivaled bravery.
As you state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The president was speaking after meeting with Navalny's wife and daughter in San Francisco. They pledged to continue Navalny's mission. Mr. Biden was outraged when he and the world learned of Navalny's death on February 16th.
You know, like millions of people around the world, I'm literally both not surprised and outraged by the news. Reported death of Alexei Navalny.
Navalny died in prison from what officials there called sudden death syndrome. But President Biden blames Russia's president.
Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
The president said Putin did everything he could to silence Navalny.
Putin had him poisoned. He had him arrested. He had him prosecuted for fabricated crimes. He sentenced him to prison. He was held in isolation. Even all that didn't stop him from calling out Putin's lies. Even in prison, he was a powerful voice for the truth.
His death has empowered even more opposition to Vladimir Putin and worldwide condemnation. The U.S. will impose strict new sanctions against Putin, Russia's war industrial complex, and the Russian economy. Several European nations have done so as well. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
More IVF providers in Alabama are pausing treatments for people in response to an Alabama State Supreme Court decision on the legal status of frozen embryos. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Several medical facilities, including the University of Alabama at Birmingham, are halting their in vitro fertilization programs, with the state Supreme Court saying that frozen embryos are legally considered the same as children, and providers can be held responsible for their deaths.
Equating an embryo to a child is scientifically unfounded.
In Atlanta, Dr. Jennifer Kawas at Emory's Reproductive Center.
Equating an embryo to a child is scientifically unfounded, and the clinical ramifications of such a legal decision are tremendous and will undoubtedly have unintended consequences, including limiting the capacity of physicians to care for patients with infertility.
But at the Fertility Institute of North Alabama, Dr. Brett Davenport tells the AP they'll continue providing services as usual.
We will adjust our informed consents and redo those with all of these patients with upcoming cycles, just so they can understand what just happened and have an opportunity in light of this new information to make different decisions on how many embryos they want fertilized, how many embryos they want frozen.
Some legal experts think the Alabama ruling is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On the day President Biden's brother spoke with House lawmakers regarding their impeachment inquiry, there is the question of the information provided in the wake of the arrest and false information peddled by a key FBI informant. An update from Washington. Here's John Stolness.
Documents released by prosecutors say Alexander Smirnov, an FBI informant whose claims Joe Biden accepted bribes in deals with his son Hunter and the Ukrainian energy company he worked for, Burisma, repeated false information given to him by top Russian intelligence officials, information then made public by House Republicans against the wishes of the FBI. GOP Congressman Ken Buck on CNN.
It appears to absolutely be false and to really undercut the nature of the charges.
Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Jim Jordan tells CNN the Bureau convinced lawmakers Smirnov's information was accurate.
The FBI told us that this source was so 14 years this source was a paid source by the FBI. When we were trying to get the 1023, they told us, oh, this could jeopardize national security, the safety. This source didn't want to release it, and now they're saying, oh, he gave false information.
However, Congressman Buck disputes that claim, saying his colleagues knew the information was not verified.
We were warned at the time that we received the document outlining this witness's testimony. We were warned that the credibility of this statement was not known, and yet people... my colleagues went out and talked to the public about how this was credible and how it was damning.
Republicans, like House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, have since downplayed the influence Smirnov's information has had in their impeachment inquiry of the president, telling Newsmax last night.
At the end of the day, he wasn't an important part of this investigation because I didn't even know who he was.
Meanwhile, the president's brother, James Biden, testified Joe Biden never had any involvement in business dealings with other members of his family. The top-ranking Democrat on the Oversight Committee, Jamie Raskin, says it's time for the impeachment inquiry to end.
Fold up the tent to this circus show. It's really over at this point.
Prosecutors are asking a judge to have Smirnov placed in jail as he awaits trial, saying he's a flight risk with ties to top-ranking Russian intelligence officials and worries he could help Russia improperly influence the 2024 presidential election more than he already has. John Stolness, Washington.
Digging in his heels, a New York judge says no to Trump and an historic moon landing when America This Week returns after these messages.
Retirement Outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by ready to rush a free gold investment kit to you. You may also qualify for $7,500 in free silver and a free safe. Call 820-800-8000 now. That's 820-800-8000.
Individual results may vary. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Colonial Metals is not a financial advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 820-800-8000.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908. Welcome back to America This Week. I'm John Trout. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have requested a 30-day extension on the time frame to pay a $355 million business fraud verdict levied against the former president. As Sue Aller reports from New York, the state's attorney general says she'll be seizing the president's Big Apple properties if he does not comply with the court's order.
Pay up or action will be taken. New York's Attorney General Letitia James is ready to seize former President Donald Trump's assets, including Trump Towers. He is unable to pay the $354 million fine from his civil fraud case. James spoke to ABC News.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
Trump was ordered to pay after a judgment ruled that he falsely inflated his net worth in order to get more favorable loan terms.
It's a ridiculous award. This is a fine of $355 million for doing a perfect job, for having paid back a loan with no default, with no problems.
Trump's lawyers are denying any wrongdoing and have said they will appeal the ruling. James says financial fraud is not a victimless crime.
He engaged in this massive amount of fraud, and it wasn't just a simple mistake, a slight oversight. The variations were wildly exaggerated, and the extent of the fraud was staggering.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
President Biden is weighing invoking executive authority to stage a border crackdown ahead of the 2024 election. As correspondent Ben Thomas reports, a possible action could include restrictions on a migrant's ability to seek asylum, a former Trump-era policy.
The White House is exploring options President Biden could deploy without congressional approval to enact a crackdown at the southern border. Three people familiar with the deliberations say the administration is considering using provisions of federal immigration law that former President Trump repeatedly used, specifically a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to the national interest. It could be used in a variety of ways, including having the ban kick in when illegal border crossings hit a certain number. That echoes a provision in the Senate border deal that Republicans ultimately rejected, which would have put the threshold at 5,000 daily for a five-day average. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More details are being learned about the abduction and killing of an 11-year-old girl in Texas. Following the investigation is our correspondent Clayton Neville.
Court documents revealing more information about the killing of 11-year-old Andre Cunningham, her alleged killer, 42-year-old Don Stephen McDougal, behind bars, now officially charged with capital murder. The small southeast Texas community of Livingston outside Houston devastated as neighbors wrap arms around each other.
An outpouring of love from all of our law enforcement partners. My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons says the case is still being investigated.
The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure that the justice for Audrey.
But court documents shed more light on what happened to Audrey Cunningham. Her body was found in the Trinity River after authorities had the water lowered to help her in their search. Audrey's body found tied around a large rock. Records say the rope used was consistent with the rope that was observed in McDougal's vehicle on a recent traffic stop.
I understand that this is a very difficult time for Audrey's family and for our community. The substantial law enforcement resources that were marshaled by the sheriff Lyons, I think, should show you that this county and law enforcement, they will come out when they need to protect our children. And the assets that we have been made available to Polk County to protect our children have been substantial.
McDougal was a friend of the girl's family. He reportedly was supposed to take her to the bus stop that day she went missing. She never showed up there. Her body found in the river days later. I'm Clayton Neville.
Capital One Financial has announced it will buy Discover Financial Services for $35 billion. The deal will bring together two of the nation's largest credit card companies, as well as potentially shake up the payments industry, which is largely dominated by Visa and MasterCard. The acquisition will give Capital One access to the Discover Payment Processing Network. While smaller than industry giants Visa and MasterCard, the Discover Network will enable Capital One to get revenue from fees charged for every merchant transaction that runs on the network. Under the terms of the all-stock transaction, Discover Financial shareholders will receive Capital One shares valued at nearly $140. That's a significant premium to the just over $110 that Discover shares closed at on Friday. It was one large step for the space program, as a private company has successfully landed a spacecraft on the moon for the first time in more than 50 years. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
For the first time in more than 50 years, a U.S. spacecraft has landed on the moon.
Houston, Odysseus has found his new home.
The landing put the U.S. back on the surface for the first time since NASA's famed Apollo moonwalkers. But this time, the spacecraft was built and managed by a private firm, Intuitive Machines. CEO Steve Altemus acknowledged there were glitches.
More than outstanding effort. I know this was a nail biter, but we are on the surface and we are transmitting. And welcome to the moon.
Odysseus guided itself toward the surface for a relatively flat landing spot among all the cliffs and craters near the moon's south pole.
We can confirm, without a doubt, is our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. So, congratulations, IM team. We'll see how much more we can get from that.
I'm Norman Hall.
Multiple foreign nationals were charged Thursday with transporting suspected Iranian-made weapons on a vessel intercepted by U.S. naval forces in the Arabian Sea last month. NBC News is reporting the criminal complaint alleges the four, who were all carrying Pakistani identification cards, were transporting suspected Iranian-made missile components for the type of weapons used by Houthi forces in Yemen. Sailors on the ship that was intercepted by the SEAL team admitted they departed from Iran, and crew members said they had been in contact multiple times by satellite phone with a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Two U.S. Navy SEALs died during that mission when one fell into the turbulent waters and another dived in after him. A first for both the Beatles and Beyoncé when America This Week returns after these messages.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coach One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coach One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back to America This Week. I'm John Trout. Not one, but four new movies will be heading into production about the lives and history of the Beatles. Correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
They're gonna put me in the movie.
The Beatles will have not just one movie about them, but four. Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison will have their stories told from their perspectives in separate movies. Director Sam Mendes, known for films like American Beauty and Skyfall, will direct the four films. The movies are expected to be released in 2027 in a way that Sony describes as innovative and groundbreaking without giving details. The Beatles have been famously stingy about granting rights to their catalog, but they have given full rights to the music and their life stories. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
It's another music first for the Queen Bee, as Beyonce has now taken the top spot on the country music charts. Kevin Carr has the story.
Beyonce already wears the crown as the queen of pop. Now she's got another genre of music in her sights, and we reckon her numbers are looking mighty good.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
On Tuesday, Billboard announced that Beyonce's single, Texas Hold'em, debuted at number one on the Hot Country Songs chart. It was released on February 11th during the Super Bowl, and it became an immediate hit. In its first 4 days of release, Texas Hold'em was streamed 19.2 million times with 4.8 million radio plays while selling 39,000 units. It also debuted at number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This number one position puts Beyonce in an elite club with Taylor Swift as the only two solo women to top that chart without an accompanying artist on the track.
16 carriages driving away.
Beyonce also released her single 16 Carriages this month, which debuted at number 9 on the Hot Country Singles chart and number 38 on the Hot 100. This isn't the first time the Grammy-winning artist has dabbled in country music.
Came into this world, daddy's little girl. Daddy made a soldier out of me.
Back in 2016, she released the single Daddy Lessons on her sixth studio album, Lemonade. Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages will be included on Beyonce's upcoming album, Act 2, which will be available on March 29th. I'm Kevin Carr.
America This Week is produced by Jeff McKay, senior producer Kevin Delaney. I'm John Trout on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Join Mark Patrick's seminars and lose the weight guaranteed. Early bird special, only $49.99. Hypnosis designed to destroy unwanted cravings, late-day eating binges, boredom eating, and stress eating. Also, stop smoking with Mark Patrick seminars. No matter how many times you've tried to quit, this hypnosis is designed to destroy your desire to smoke without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Join the over 500,000 others who have attended. Tuesday, March 12th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Frederick. Weight loss seminar 5:30, registration 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar 8 p.m., registration 7:30 p.m. Sign up at markpatrickseminars.com.
Ashley's President's Day sale has been extended. Save 25% off Ashley Styles. Plus, get 25 months no interest financing, no minimum purchase, and hi-fis in-store now. It's extended, but it's the final days at Ashley. Visit homestore.store for participating locations near you.
News Radio 930. WFMD, Frederick.
A Connoisseur Media radio station.
9 o'clock.